We are on Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, on the very top of the Mishnah. Shemeres Yadam, a woman who's waiting for Yibum. Her husband died. There are one or more brothers, as the Mishnah will say, who have the possibility of doing Yibum or Chalitza. Meanwhile, she's waiting. Nothing's happened yet. Mainly on the Mechad, whether there's only one living brother, mainly Shnei Yevamim, whether there are two living brothers, Rabbi Eliezer and Meyafer. Rabbi Eliezer says, at this point, either one can be made for. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Le'echad Avaloy L'Shnayim. Only one, not when there's two. Again, all this will be explained in the Gemara. So we're just reading the Mishnah and translating it. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Loy Le'echad Avaloy L'Shnayim. Even makes no difference one or two, neither can be made for, or even if he's one, he can't be made for. He's not a husband. Dr. Rush, Shemeres Yavam, Mitzabem Mantanis Le'yavam. Shmeres means waiting for. Tamai, the Aviv Shamaras Hadavar. Yaakov waited for the dreams of Yosef to be happen. The Gemara Mefarish Mutayu, and again, the Rush is worried that you'll get stuck here arguing what the Machlokes is. He says, have patience, the Gemara will explain. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Mam Isha Shekhanu Hu La'atzmai. Malach, a woman that he acquires himself, an Arusa, Pashtus. Haru Mefer Nedereha. He can be made for an adar. Isha Shehiklu Lehman Hashemayim. This woman was given to him in Hashemayim. He's bound to her in Hashemayim. Ain't it, didn't she offer the derail? Isn't it for sure? Doesn't it make sense that a bond created in Shemayim is stronger than a bond that it's made human created? So why shouldn't he have the right of Ataras Nadar? Zuck to Gemara, I'm a little bit even no. Look, Imamid B'Isha Shekhanu Hu La'atzmai, when he acquires his own wife, his own Arusa, Shein L'Acherim Barishus, no other man has any shayfus to her. She is his and his only. Whereas Tamer B'Isha Shiklem Hashemayim, she has L'Acherim Barishus, she has other brothers. They're equally empowered to do Yibum. So what makes him any special more than the other brothers? Amalur B'Shua Akiva, the Verecha B'Shnei Yevamim. That makes sense when there are two brothers. What are you going to say when there's only one brother? Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva answered him, Ein ha-yavama gemura l'isha, the yavama it's supposed to be, to I don't know what the guys, l'isha they say. I don't know what the Russian's gersa, l'yavam. Ein ha-yavama gemura l'yavam, k'tein sha-rusa gemura l'isha. Not the same bond. A bond of an Arusa is stronger, and I'll cheat. And I'll tell you what the Gemara says. An Arusa is chayiv misa, she's mizana, and Shemeres Yavam is not. Therefore, you see that the bond of an Arusa is a stronger bond than Shemeres Yavam, even though it's min Hashemayim. But the bond is a weaker bond. Zok to Rush. Isha shekana hu la'atzmai hayna risasoi. Haru mevin adareha. So right away, the Rush speaks out. He doesn't do it by himself, but b'shutus b'aviyah. But he has rights. Isha shehiktolem and hashemayim hayni yavamtoi ain't a din she'avon the deram aviyah. Shouldn't he be made for the darim with the father if she's an ara? She has lachem b'shutus ba. She got me skuka l'shar alchav echav. She's bound, I should say, to the other brothers. Ma to meishu layavim echad. Shavascha toy v'adiver emliyazer shabbat shemayim v'beis yavamim. That works according to Eliezer that says you can be made for by two. But what will you say to me? I say if there's only one of them. The answer is, you see the difference between the bond created by Erison and the bond created by being a Shemeres Yavam, by the obligation of Yibum. You see that clearly in the sense and the degree of punishment for one who violates. The woman who's an Arusa gets Misa, the woman who's a Shemeres Yavam does not. So it shows that the bond is not so strong. That's Rabbi Akiva's response. Zog to Gemara. Mishloimer Rabbi Akiva, Sover Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva holds, now this, according to most Rishonim, again, I didn't make a head count. But when they quote the Rishayim, they seem to have most Rishayim say. The word Zika here is not the way it's used in Yevamos. And Yevam Hatzniku was used a rabbinic connection that banned the person to marry her relatives, things like that. But that was all rabbinic. Biblically speaking, a person can marry his Yevamah sister before he's Me'avim her. There's nothing wrong biblically in doing that. If you hold Yetzika, there's a rabbinic Isser. If you hold Ezika, there's no rabbinic Isser. That's what the Gemara deals with in Yevamah. We're not dealing with that here. We're dealing with the Torah bond that the Torah made an obligation for Yibum or Chalitza. Not any halachic ramifications of who we can marry and who we can't marry. That's rabbinic. There's a rabbinic Zika, there's a biblical Zika. We're dealing with the biblical Zika here. The biblical obligation for this woman to either be married by the brother of the deceased or to be released by him. That creates a bond that she's stuck, we'll call it that she's stuck, till he makes his move. That's what Zika here means. It does not mean any halachic ramifications for who the man can marry. That's a rabbinic question to be dealt with in Yevamah's second parak, second, fifth, 12th, 13th. That's what they deal with out there. Zakhtar Gemara, so Bishlaim Rav Akiva Sava Ezika. The bond created by the Torah's obligation has no halachic ramifications as far as HaTorah's Nedarim is concerned. Rav Yeshua Sava Ezika. Rav Yeshua says no. The fact that she's stuck with him and that he has to either marry her or give her chalitza creates some kind of a halachic right for HaTorah's Nedarim. Zakhtar Rosh. Sava Ezika. B'loi Chashiva Kiknusa. She's not considered like somebody who we married in Arusa. I feel a b'characha, even with one brother. Rabbi Shua Sava Yezika. Umin HaTorah Chashuva Kiknusa. V'adifa Me'arusa. Now how does Rabbi Yeshua respond to Rabbi Kiva? This is better than Arusa. At this point we're saying that the oven can be made for Nedarim by himself. Why? She doesn't need the next act of a chuppah. Yibum, all she needs is to be lived with. She doesn't need an act of chuppah. So therefore, she's more like an Esua than she's like an Arusa. So the Gemara, fine. So we understand there, Machloikas. How strong is this bond that the Torah created? El Rabbi Eliezer, my time.
Where's the father in all this?
At this point, he doesn't exist. El Rabbi Eliezer, my time. But what's Shatan of his answer? Yezika. Even if you learn the bond is strong, but Ebrera, we don't know which one is going to do the Yibam. This is not, again, we'll do it one more time. Most Rishayim learn, and again, no head count, that this is not the regular Brera. The regular Brera is that later on it will be explained who is the one that was now. That's not the point. We're saying, how can we say that this Yabam can be made for, or that this Yabam can be made for, or that this Yabam can be made for? We don't know who's going to do Yibam or Chalitza. Any of the ones can do it. So who is she bound to? A, B, or C? She can't be bound to three people. She can't be married to three people, either one or the other or the third. And this is, even if you're Yesh Brera, different things. Here's a question of now. Can she, who's going to be made for Nedarim? The one she's bound to. She's bound to three. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Abami, Gansha Asaba Maimer. He did the Maimer. Maimer, according to most Tanoim, is rabbinic. Right? Rabbinically, he is the one that designated himself as the Rav. Now, that doesn't mean no brother can step in. Brothers can step in and mess it up. But at this point, we view him as the Rav to come, because he did Maimer. But this doesn't work for HaTorah's Nedarim. So why does it work? Rabbi Eliezer, Sabbali, Kibbe Shammai, Dame Maimer, Kaina, Kinyan, Gamar. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Kibbe Shammai in the third parak of Yevamos, that Maimer is biblical. It's not rabbinic. Maimer is biblical to make him a wife. Now, the Shaila isn't like Eris said, it's like Nesuin, but he becomes a player. He becomes a biblical player. So therefore, even though there's three brothers, but if one does Maimer, he is the man.
And the only
thing is Misa? No. She's still not Misa. I don't think, I should say. I don't think so. Not clear. It's a machlokes for showing them back in Yevamah, but I don't think anybody says Misa.
That was the whole Shtikl Torah, what we said, the
That was Rabbi Kiva's Tikkun Torah. But that didn't bother us. Rabbi Eliezer holds a bond is a bond. Rabbi Yeshua holds a bond is a bond. But the question was, according to Rabbi Eliezer, bond to whom? Zakt the Rash. Miu ein brei reklaim. Hodam minas yasikim the raisa. Hainu davka b'charach. She's bound with the raisa when there's one brother. Mishim the chashim kilu kvar kansa. That bond is like he married her. Ava betrei achi. Ein levar lemitia kiknusa. We have no way of deciding now who is the one that's like married to her. Ein zika klaus of the rash. That means there's no bond. She's not bound to any of them. She's bound to all of them equally, which means if you're bound to three, you're not bound to any. That's what it means. You're really not bound. Can't do anything to one of the acts, but you're not bound to him, you're not bound to him, you're not bound to him. Avagav the mitzvah begadliyav. Dr. Rush, what do you mean? The oldest brother has the mitzvah, so why isn't she bound to him? Huam hani milu le mitzvah ba'alma. That's a mitzvah. Av medaraisa ram yekamay tavayu. But really, the same amount of binding, whatever you want to call it, is to both. Fact is, if the oldest brother left town, we don't wait around for him to come back. It's not like he has a stronger bond. They're all equally bound, except the Torah says it's preferable he do it. Preference. Not enough to make him any more bound to her than any other brother. The raya is we don't wait for him. If it would be more bound to him, why don't we wait for him? Terry says, because he's not more bound to him. She's bound equally. And again, if you're bound to three, you're bound to none. You know, it brings into mind Rabbi Weinberg used to say, no analogy to here, just the sentence, that the Greeks had hundreds of gods or tens of gods. If you have 10 gods, you have no god. Because them shot is, you can follow this god today and the other god tomorrow and the third god the next day. So that means if you have 10, you have none. Yes.
Been contradicting yourself like every other word, in that if you are bound to three people, there is something binding you to three people. It is not the same as binding you to one. You're in a superposition of being bound and being affected by three different things. I mean, if you have something in your bow which is tied down to three places, it is tied down to three places. It is bound. It is not the same as when there is all related.
I would have loved to say what you want to say. But I have a rush. And the rush in our rush was, Avetreyachi, Ein Levar Lemi Tia Kiknusa. Hilkach, Ein Zika Klau. Which means, the bond that she has no effect. Because you can't, this halacha, that you should be bound to the fact that he's considered like a husband, can only be the one. You can't have that degree of binding to multiple people. I was reading
the
rush.
The only way I can figure out to deal with that rush is to say that Zika and bound is, and this translation, Zika is a certain confined.
Fine, could be. Okay, I'll accept that.
But because the woman is still affected.
100%. But the rights, the strength of that connection cannot be more than one person. That's what the rush is saying. You can't have that strength of connection that is supposed to create, the fact that she has to wait for Yibum, to more than one person. Because a woman can't be married to more than one person. And if you're going to give this quota right, what's the word, Suedo, when you say?
Pseudo?
When P-S-E-U-D-O.
Pseudo.
Pseudo, I'm sorry, I didn't know how to pronounce it. I never pronounce it, I only read it. Pseudo marriage can't be to more than one person.
I mean, I've got to prove otherwise. You know, that there are three brothers, three surviving brothers. There's one who is now, and, you know, he gets, he's not dead. The connection to the other brother does not go away.
Again. Try one more time.
I think it's
you're just bothered with the wording, but the fact is there that whatever the Torah created that made her obligated to wait cannot be the strength of a knusa, of a married woman, to more than one person. And since it can't be to any one of the three, it doesn't exist. That amount of connection that makes it like a knusa cannot be to more than one person. That's all I'm saying. I don't care. I'm not going to talk about being bound. I won't use that word. I'll use the word connection. That connection to the brothers that allow it to be kiknusa, to make it like a husband, you can't have more than one husband. You can have connection, but you can't have husband. Only one. And since you don't know which of the three, none of them are a husband.
None of them are full husbands. 100%.
That's what it's saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
absolutely. I just used the word ein zika klal. I was reading that word. My turn. Talk to Gemara. Elo Rabbi Eliezer. Can I just finish the rush? Elo Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu Sama Yesika. Kiven Ein Levar or Heich Yofer. Which one should be made for? Bafilu Shnein Biyachad Eini Mechayim Lohofer. Why? The Kiven Dwey Chashiva Kiknus Afilu Leachad Mem. The rush is bothered. So let all the brothers be made for. They'll work in tandem. One of them is the right guy. The rush, no, he's not. Because since none of them can be identified as the husband, so nobody is the husband. And you can't have a half a husband. And therefore, it's like another woman. It's not a wife. None of them have a wife here. One of the three will have a wife on the day. But now, none of them have a wife. Whereas if it's one Yabam, it could be he has a wife. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Who was saying it that can't work
as brera?
Who's that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Which one do you
ever
say you can't use as a
brera? Right, most
b'shainim. No, I'm saying, why do we bring that down?
Because we're trying to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said multiple yavam, one of them can be made for. How can he be made for if we don't know he's going to be the yavam? So we're using the term. It's not clear who's going to be the yavam. Right, because you have to be the husband when you're mefer. You can't become a husband later on. You have to be the husband when you're mefer. He's not the husband now. Somebody else can jump ahead of him.
Yeah.
I knew you would do this. I could have predicted this like the sun would get up today. This has nothing to do with Alaka Brera. I know what you're trying to say. That we should say Brera, that he was the husband then.
Right.
That's not true. He was not the husband then. At that point, we didn't know who the husband would be.
How about every Isha, the first lady that walks out of the door?
In a Hanami. It doesn't work for the Dara. I mean, for the Dara, it's his wife.
So, how about the Kedushin, it does work, right?
That's not true. First of all, it's not like this, of Yesh Brera and Brera.
And I'm saying that a both sides of Yesh Brera, right? Why should this be any different?
Because by the Dara, the halacha is, the husband now has to be Mefer. That's why. He's not the husband now. He's not the current husband.
I think
you know what? It's easier for me. Just go with Brera, okay? Fine, go with Brera. I'm not going to sit here and argue the point. You're not going to agree to me.
He's agreeing with me.
No, he's not.
What he's saying is
he doesn't want to hear the answer. I knew that right away.
That's what I'm
saying. This is his caution he's been asking for the last 22 and a half years. Whenever he could bring it in, he's been bringing in Brera. As soon as I saw the word Brera, I said, oh, here comes Rabbi Cohen.
It's like the sun
has
not risen yet.
The sun is going to rise. Merchant Shalom.
Well,
yeah, I'm a bit. I'm a little light of
the
God. Yes,
right.
I believe that he was going to ask Brera.
I think you knew that.
Actually, Mary's a total stranger. While she's as to the brother,
she violates her love.
Is it tall face?
Yeah. Well, it's my like it's Rav
and Shmuel. Is there a difference between Zikam and Rabbana?
Zikam and Rabbana has nothing to do with it. Think of the Rabbana as the banner from marrying the relative. May him to marry. To my quakers, Rav and Shmuel. I didn't say it's like Rav says no, Shmuel says yes. Yes.
I'm sure we've covered this, but I don't remember it. I still apologize. But let's say that this person really doesn't matter, or is for Yavu, that this potentially Yavu. Hears about the netter on Tuesday, has relations on Wednesday, at which point comes the husband.
Skype
that counts
It's Kiteman. It can't be my Mayfer, but Kiteman.
So even though he is not in any way a husband or an Oris to her, he is the point at which he heard it as a civilian, if you will, is when he heard it.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Gemara. Dr. Rashi, to be Shammai Dami Maimir, I mean, the Rush. The Shammai Dami Maimir, Gavar, Kaina, King, the Government, at Hira, the Darish, Lakacha, Lay, Isha, the day Lakicha, Nasas, Ishtai. Through Lakicha, it becomes his wife. Dr. Gemara Viter. What?
How is
Shammai
different from Basil?
Because according to Basil, by Yagama, you can give her all the money in the world and she's not related to you biblically. Maimer means he hands her money. There's no money kedushin by Yavama. According to Meshamai, there is. Frank Digamar, Frank Digamar Vaiter, Rabbi Yeshua Saimelach, Rabbi Yeshua's response is, Hani Mili Bechajavam, right? Maimer can help by, sorry, Maimer doesn't hold, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold like Meshamai. Therefore, Maimer is meaningless. Why? And he points it out. The other brother can come and jump ahead and do bia or get a get. So how can you give anyone right? Maimer is not biblical. It doesn't preclude any other brother. And therefore, what does Maimer help? The other brother can go give a get to Rabbanon and ruin this guy's Maimer. The other guy can go live with her and ruin this guy's Maimer. So it's not strong enough to make an Atar Zadar. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Shul Saber Hani Mila B'characha. Rabbi Shul Le Saber Ke B'shamai, Dr. Rush. Rabbi Shul does not hold like B'shamai. He'll get B'characha made from B'shem Zika, the Chashiv Kiknusa. One brother is considered like married. I'll betray Ein Zika. V'afilu Asa B'maimer. Kivin D'achva B'asi L'mipsa Le B'gita B'biya. Since the brother can be Pasor, either Baguette, Drabonon, or Bibia, Daraisa, Laimatsi Mefer. Zakta Gemara, that works if you hold that Beshamai holds Maimer's Kinyan Gummer. Now, I don't want to, for two reasons I don't want to. Number one is because it's not our sugi here. And number two is because I don't remember it clearly enough that I should be able to comment on it definitively. But there's a Mandiyamar in Yavamas that says that even Beshamai does not hold that Maimer works biblically to make it like a life. All it does is, the case in the Mishnah over there is, Reuven was married to a woman. He died. His brother Shimon made a Maimer, and Shimon died. Sorry, take it back. Reuven was married to a woman, and he died. And his brother Shimon was married to the woman, and he died. He made a Maimer, and he died. Right? So again, Reuven was married to a woman, he died. Then his brother Shimon made a Maimer to one of Reuven's wives. And then he died. And Levi, now, I just want to say the case straight. And Levi is the remaining brother, right? So the question becomes, right, okay, so I'll reword the case. Right. What happened is as follows. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. And then, one of Reuven died. Levi made a Maimer. Levi is not married to a sister. Levi is married to a strange woman. Not a strange woman, his wife, but a different, not a related woman. Levi made a Maimer and Reuven's wife, and then Shimon died. So now, if Maimer is meaningless biblically, so both Reuven and Shimon's wife need Yibum, they're related to each other. Right? So you have to do Chalitza to both. But if Maimer works, then he's married to Reuven's wife. And then Shimon's wife goes free because she's Reuven's wife's sister. So one Mandiyama says, The Beis Shammai doesn't mean that he's married to Reuven's wife. All he means is that Maimer creates enough of a connection that Shimon's wife can go free. But not that he's married to Reuven's wife. It's enough to be doicha the tzara, enough to say that Shimon's wife is his wife's sister. That's all it does. It's a very limited kinyan, biblically. Biblically speaking, Reuven did Maimer, and that Maimer accomplishes that if her sister falls the Yibum, she goes free because she's your wife's sister. But it gives no rights of Afaras Nadar. No rights of marriage. You're not married to her. Only is Negeya that the sister goes free. So if you hold that's all Maimer does, so how can he be made for Nadar? Our answer doesn't work. Dr. Gemara Lura Blazer, the Amaira. Zamar, Maimer Le Beis Shammai Eina Kaina. That all Maimer accomplishes is to push off the other wife. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies and Levi does a Maimer and Reuven's wife. Then Shimon dies. Rabbi Lazar says, the Beis Shammai says, Shimon's wife goes free because she's a wife, a sister to Levi's wife already. It's not Levi's wife, but the Maimer accomplished that she's considered a wife's sister. So Ma'ika Lameimah. So how can he be made for Nadar if it didn't accomplish any more than that?
What does it mean?
That's what I just said. We're not going to rehash the sugya of Maimer now.
Derisa.
If I remember correctly, Rashi holds Derisa. Tosfos, I think over there, might be arguing in Rashi.
Can I just repeat this correctly? They were both married to sisters. Right?
Reuven was married.
To sisters.
What?
Is that the case? Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters?
Correct.
And Reuven died? And then, therefore.
And then Levi made a Maimer.
Oh, Levi's in the story too. Okay, Levi made a Maimer.
And now Shimon died.
Okay, I didn't understand the story.
Zaktarash. Three brothers, two are married to two sisters, and one is available, so to speak. He keeps Reuven's wives. That becomes a competitor through this nefila, through the fact that her husband died. Not married enough to Reuven's wife that he can divorce her. The chalitza nami boy. The hani hak drush in the perikamet the kedushin the yivma via gemaris ba vein kets the star gaimrim ba. Not really married to her yet. He's married, not married. Married enough to chase away the sister, but not married enough that he's considered a husband. So the question is, not a complete wife. What happened is, he was Aymed Bedin, and that you don't even need Maimer now. One of the brothers was taken to Din. They weren't doing Yibum, they weren't doing Chalitza. At a certain point, Bezin steps in and says, you got to feed her. And they make him feed her. And once we had that last week, that once you feed her, it's Adas Baili Nadaris. Because she's making, because he, in her mind, this is her husband. So, Darash, let's read it inside. Gotcha, Amad Bedin. Vizchayivla. And the Rush adds a word here, as we will see. Because Rav Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, the Amar calling it Deres, Al Das Baili in the Deres. Dr. Rush. Hachem Ha'eskinan She'amad Bedin Ubarach. Rav Lazar the Sava, the Maimer Le Beishamei in the Kain Elias Ishti Gemura. Mokhi Lafil Le'Belai Maimer. He doesn't need Maimer. The Maimer ain't a Maile in our forest in the Dorm. Maimer doesn't help. Well, Maimer She'amad Bedin. Kagan. She'echad Min Ha'yavamah. One of the Yavamim left. The Amidah Acher Badin, and she took the other one to Din to get fed. Ubarak, and he ran away. Upaskulam Mizainas Mishalai. So they said, we're going to make his estate feed her to the tiny Biyagamas. Amad Bedin Ubarach, Nizainas Mishalayav. Truth is, Nizainas Mishalayav even doesn't run away. If Bezin says you got to feed her, you got to feed her. And Kalan Nederes, Adas Baili Nederes. So that becomes the one that can be made for Nedarim, because he is a future possible husband, and he's feeding her. And we learned that any person that feeds her, that in the marriage parsha, she makes it, this is where the problem becomes. How about if she makes it a Dharma Das, a stranger? So some Rishonim say it works. He can be made for. Other Rishonim say no. It has to be a marital relationship. This Yibum, this Zika, is enough marital relationship that if he feeds her, she makes it a Dharma Al Daita, and he can be made for.
What before this forced payment, Bezdin wanted someone to take her, right?
Nobody is taking her. So what we do is, we make somebody feed her.
Who do we choose?
That I don't know. But the Russia's case is, one ran away and one is here, and then he ran away. And we told him he has to feed her, and then he ran away, so we take his money.
I'm saying, it seems like...
Honestly, the answer is I don't know. But the Russia's case, I do know. Because the Rush has two brothers and one left. Now there's only one left. So we take him to Bezin, because the other guy's not here. He can't do Yibum. We don't wait for him. So this is the one that's supposed to do Yibum. So we call him in and say, do Yibum. He refuses. So we start punishing him that he has to feed.
The guy that left town...
He's not here. He can't do Yibum.
I understand that. He left town purposely, but...
I don't care why he left town.
But he's not here. So we can just as well get to his house.
Good. But on the other hand, the other brother is here that can do Yibum, or Chalitza.
But he's not doing it.
So Bezin calls him and he's here. And they say, listen, sir, do something. Marry her or give her Chalitza. Don't leave her hanging. You're here.
What did he say?
No.
Right, he said no. So
then now we go to him. He's here.
Because he's here.
Yes, exactly. Because he's here, he can take care of it in 10 minutes. Do Chalitza. Free her.
And the guy who was a loser, he doesn't lose out.
He left town. He's not here. What are we supposed to do to him? Can't force him to do it.
Go to his
house. Yeah. You're not answering. If a brother is here and can take care of it now, why should I go to somebody who's not here when I have a guy here that can take care of it?
He's supporting.
Because he's saying no. Just give him chalitza. He don't have to give a penny. I don't understand why you want.
No, what I'm saying is that...
You think it's not fair that we're picking on the brother that's here. It is fair. Take care of it. You're here. Listen, my mother was not well, right? There were three siblings. Who took care of my mother? The one that lived near her ended up taking care of her. She didn't say, well, it's not fair, right? You live there. You're there. Take care of it. I mean, she gets scar, right? She's shabby after 120. But that's not the point. If you're in town, take care of it. Don't blame it on the guy that left. He's not here anymore. You're here.
Yeah, I
understand
exactly what I'm saying. Right, but
I have a different...
Why don't the concept of the older brother should be the one?
Yes.
But there's nothing that...
If the older brother is not here, we tell the second brother to...
Why is there such a preference?
Because the Torah wanted it that way. I don't know.
So if the Basin gets involved, they can't say... Let's say both brothers are in town.
They go to the first brother first. Mishnah Yevamos. And if he says no, they go to the second brother. If he says no, they go to the third brother. If he says no, they go to the fourth brother. If he says no, they go back to the first brother and force him to do chalitza.
At that point, he becomes...
Because, again, we have to pressure somebody. They're all here, so you might as well take care of the older one. Sure. But not because... If he's not here, we go to the second brother.
But he's the one that we end up...
Only if he's here. Only if he's here.
I assume they're all there. Yes. So there is a concept of forcing the older
to give chalitza.
Yes.
We can't give force him to do evil. But the mitzvah is on him.
When all things are otherwise equal.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
when they're not equal, they're not equal. That's what I was trying to tell him. If one brother's not here, it's not equal now. There's only one brother here. You've got to do it. You're living here.
The first brother, there's the
what would be if the guy didn't leave town? He lived out of town. One brother lives in China, and one brother lives in the city that the woman is Yavama. Would you force this guy to feed her, or would you say, let the brother in China feed her? He's not here. What do you want from the guy? He's not here. Can't force somebody that's not here. So yes, so we have two pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. If you hold Maimer's kind of Kenyan Gummer, the one that does Maimer can be made for Nadar. If you hold Maimer's not kind of Kenyan Gummer, the reason he can be made for Nadar is that he's the one that doesn't force the feeder, and at that point she makes the Nadar Maldai type. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. My Misha Shekhan Al-Atsumai are made for Nadar. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says a Svara. The woman that he acquired himself, he could be made for Nadarim. A woman that they were machna from Shemayim, isn't it for sure that he could be made for Nadarim? If you're learning he did a Maimer, then he did acquire it himself. How can Rav Lezer say, he makes it sound that Shemayim made the connection. It's not true, he made a Maimer. That's what made the connection. What he means to say, the first connection came from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and then he went and acted upon that connection. So yes, at the end of the day, he did a connection. But it wasn't a connection done in a vacuum. It was a connection done when there was already a bond in Hashemayim. Not strong enough, there's more than one brother, doesn't mean anything halakhically, but enough so that there was a Shemayim element in this relationship. This is going in the Mandi Amar that he made a Maimer. She was Skukalai. Zok the Gemara Baiter. Tipshait the boy Rabba. This answer of Avami should prove Rabbi Shaila. The boy Rabba in the Sechtes Yavamas, Rabba has a Shaila. Maimer lebe Shammai, Erisin Isa and Nisuan Isa. What does Maimer accomplish, Erisin or Nisuan? How strong is Maimer? If you're going to tell me he can be made for the door by himself, Tipshait the Nisuan Isa. Why doesn't that prove it's Nisuan? The Erisin Isa, Hatana Abanai Ramarasa via Bailam if you're in the Dorel. He would need the father involved. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says he can be made for Nadar. How can he be made for Nadar? He made a Maimer. So what?
There is no father.
And for the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Vayitzri, Mayevri Eva Bishutfas. And Ekonami, we're not excluding the father. We're saying he is the Aris. He is this partner. That's all we're saying. We're not saying he acts by himself. Maybe Maimer is only Erisin. And if Maimer is only Erisin, he needs a partner. The father is a partner.
The father's not here.
Can an Aris do it by himself if the father's not here?
Father died.
What happens if a guy does Erisin to a woman and there's no father? What happens? It can't be made for the dark. Aris can never do it by himself unless he's feeding her. That's what we said last week. Going to one Mandi Amar, once you feed her, he can be made for Nadar. By the way, that Mandi Amar was Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the same Mandi Amar here? But an artist can't be made for Nadar by himself. Dr. Raj. No, if she's a Megaris. No, even if she's a Megaris. No. But he's a married to her, he can do it. Pashtus, I shouldn't say that. It seems to be a Shaila. But Aris, Aris and Begeris, what right does he have any rights in her? With the Nara, he's stuck with the Shutvas. But with Begeris, not sure. I'm not clear. I don't remember. I think the answer is no, but I remember seeing a discussion about it. So I don't want to. Somebody shows me somewhere that says differently. I won't say he's a liar. I'll say that. I forgot it. Zokter Rebbe Rash, Eris and Isa by Mesir Luchuppa. The Suan Isa and Barla, Beloy Chuppa, Kana, Matia Baget. If he marries her without Chuppa, he's Kaina, her Matia Baget. Interesting. It replaces Chuppa. The Pshat is he still has to do Bia. It doesn't preclude the necessity for him to live with her. The Maisa Yibum is living with her. Except once he did Maimer, it's his wife, and now he just has to live with her to complete the act of Yibum. That's what the Rosh is saying. Tanya Kavos, the Rabbami is right. So the answer was, you're right. All it meant is he does his share. Didn't say there's no partner. Could be the father's a partner.
Maimer will not replace the Suin?
It's a Shiloh. Is Maimer Erison or Nesuin, according to Beit Shammai? According to the Rabbi, but it's a rabbinic thing. It has no biblical effect. According to Beit Shammai.
Yeah, so it could be, you don't need chuppah.
You don't need chuppah. He can yarshin her, he can be metamit to her, he can be made for nadarim. It's all husband's rights. It's as if he married her with a chuppah. It's as if they had a chuppah already.
Bia after chuppah is just a
by a regular husband. Correct.
Right.
But by a yavam, the Torah wants that bia. Yavam or yavam yalah. See, let me explain. Let me step back. It's a very important point you're bringing up, and I want to explain it. A regular husband marries. He does kiddushin, he does chuppah, then he lives with his wife. As soon as he does chuppah, all the halachas of a married woman kick in. Every halacha. There are no. Now he has a mitzvah called Puruvu that tells him, go ahead and live with your wife. So you can have kids. And if he already has children, so he has no mitzvah of Puruvu, he has a mitzvah of Aina, of living with his wife. But as far as marriage is concerned, the living with the wife does zero. He's married to her. All halakhas of marriage. He can be matamah to her if he's a kayan, and he yarshens her, and he's made for nadarim, and she gets chenek if she's mazana.
Every,
but all the things. Okay, now, if you hold Maimer as kayna, but it's a shayla, is Maimer like Harrison, and he still has to go to the chuppah, right? Or is Maimer like Nesuah? And Nesuah means as if he went to the chuppah. Now, he still has a mitzvah to live with her that a regular husband doesn't have, because the Torah said, Yavama Yavay Allah. You acquired her, she became your wife, but the mitzvah that the Torah says that as a yavam you have to live with her, that you haven't kept. All Beit Shammai is saying is, you can marry her before you do yibum. So Rabbanan say, those who argue, Beit Shammai say, there is no marriage here. Yibum or nothing, biblically. Yibum is the marriage and yibum at the same time. There's no other way to marry her. Beit Shammai says, no, you can marry your Yavama. She becomes your total wife, but you still have a mitzvah called Yibum to live with her.
But
upstairs, they don't give you the check of Yavama Yavayala until you live with her.
Besides that, according to Beit Shammai, everything else that's in...
If you hold Maimon and Suet, I said. Yes. Right.
But where... Oh, because it says Yavo... That was the raya that you still have to do the
bia. The Torah said Yavama Yavayala.
According to Beit Shammai, maybe that's just if it's only Aaron. I don't.
We don't erase the pasuk. We have a minig, not to erase the suit. The minig. The Torah said Yavama Yavayala. The Hakim Lakim Shem Yisrael.
And by regular
Nesuin? The Torah doesn't say it works, according to Beit Shammai. But it doesn't say that you're Makayim, the fact that you're Hakim Lakim Shem Yisrael. I don't know. The Torah says you're Vama Yavayala.
That's a stronger essay than to Puruvu.
Did I say stronger? Did I measure essays? What if a guy has 10 kids already? Does he have an essay of Puruvu? 5 boys and 5 girls. Does he have an essay of Puruvu?
There's another thing also about that. The thing that Rebbe spoke about. What's the word? The world. What's the thing with
the Shabbos Yitzchak?
Yeah.
That's not a deraita. It's not so simple. It's a deraita. It maybe is, maybe isn't. That's not the point. The mitzvah of Yavama Yavela is a bigger mitzvah than Shabbos.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't measure mitzvahs for that to the Raisa. Beis Shammai is saying you can marry, oh, you know, Beis Shammai's chiddush is, according to before Beis Shammai came along and said there's a chiddush, there's only one way to do Yibum and marry a Yivama. Yibum. No other way. There's no other track. Beis Shammai say, no, you can marry a Yivama, she's a total wife, but you haven't completed the mitzvah yet. You still have to be Yavei Elah. All it saves is you don't have to do chup anymore. You do Maimer, you saved yourself the rabbi and the Edim and the Sheva Brachas. Saved. Done. No Sheva Brachas, no rabbi, no Edim, no poles, no kibbutz for me to hold the pole. It's over.
The Maimer is the Kiddusha? I mean, the
Nesua? That's a Shaila. It's a Shaila in the Gemara. Is Maimer Nesua or Eretz?
I know that question.
That's what you're asking.
You think it's the reason why
that, you want to go to Masechet Yevamah? I think you're Flamed Aleph on the base. On the base, on the base. Flamed Aleph on the base. Flamed on the base. It's around there. It says the whole sugya. My name is the nice and my name is the nice. This is not where we're getting into the learning life now. I'm just pointing out what the Rush means here when he says in Baal Ebeloi Chup Baal Masir Luchub in Baal Ebeloi Chup in Kainah Masir Beget. The Suanaisa means he doesn't need chuppah, but he has to be ba'aleha because he has to do the mitzvah yibum or chalitza. That's not gone. That's what the Rosh is saying. Chiddush of the Rosh to be used in Masechtas Yevamos. That even if your maimon is Suanaisa, she's not a complete wife that you don't have mitzvah yibum or chalitza. You still have that. But she's your wife. You married her. All the biblical and rabbinic ramifications of marriage.
And now she's 5 meters, so she's a son.
Yes. Correct. If you're old, Maimon is a nice. By the way, even if Eris is nice, she's 5 meters.
Rabbi. Yes. Is this Shaila Dafka only when she's an Almana Mina? Mina Erison, right? If she's an Almana Mina Nisuan, there's no Shaila.
No,
because the father's out of the picture.
And the father's out. But the Mishnah didn't say
right.
That she's Mina. You're right.
Right.
I'm on a Mina Nisuan. The father's not a player.
Right.
But then, if Maimer is only Aris and I say, have a Shaila, can he do it himself or cannot do it himself? Can an Aris that marries an Amalim and Anasuan, a regular, forget an Yibum, right? Roommate died, she gets remarried to somebody, Kedusha. Can he be made for an Adarim?
No worse than if the father dies then, like for a regular girl.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Where are you, Bergmeister?
Schlanger's Yeshiva, Baltimore.
Oh, very nice. You're in Baltimore, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.